Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to be with you. God bless you. We love you in the Lord. And we're just excited to spend a little time together once again with dear friends. And forgive my wife for not being able to make it tonight, but her job kept her from getting home in time to come with me. So sure love to have her with me. But we live under the constraints of this world that we're in. Amen. But we have a world to come. Amen. 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 As I just kind of settle in here, would you turn with me to the book of Colossians, the third chapter? And we just appreciate, once again, this opportunity to be here and Brother Andrew's invitation. Just trust the Lord to bless him wherever he's traveling and use him wherever he is for his glory. But Colossians, the third chapter, and I have a little thought in my heart tonight on amateur redeemers. Oh, amateur wow. Redeemers. And so I have some notes on it, but the Lord's been really dealing with me with some fresh material, and so we just want the Lord to have his way tonight and not be bound to our notes or anything, but that the Lord would just help us to deliver it in a way that it could be well received and to say what he would want to say. So you just keep me in prayer tonight that God will help me. And amateur redeemers. And so we have Colossians, the third chapter. And I want to read this little passage about these qualities of a Christian. And Paul says, put on, therefore, in verse 12, he says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your beautiful word tonight, Father. And Lord, this high calling that you've revealed to us in this end time, to be your bride, Father, knowing that Lord, with such a grace and with such a blessing, Father, comes a responsibility and comes a ministry, Father, in this world, Lord. And we know that we have a part to play in this great drama that you've unfolded, Father. And there's a purpose, there's a role for us, Father, that you have provided. Help us, Lord, to have the qualities, Lord, to have the character, to have the nature in us, Father, to fulfill it, to fulfill your word, Lord, to live this scripture, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, may you bless us tonight. Come and speak to us, Lord. Anoint these lips, Father. Help us, Father. Lead us and guide us tonight. Teach us, Lord, from your word, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. We're talking about amateur redeemers. Now I'll take another scripture reading over here in 2 Corinthians. And we've just read what on the surface would be a very simple, a simple portion of scripture about how we ought to behave and the type of people that we ought to be and the characteristics of a Christian. And you know, we're kind of taught from Sunday school up of the type of people that we should be and the type of nature that we should have, how we should treat others, how we should be good and kind and long-suffering and loving people and charitable people. And we look at those things and we kind of attribute that to a Christian lifestyle or just a Christian's mannerisms or good manners, you know. But I believe there's something deeper to a real Christian. There's something deeper in those requirements, something deeper in those qualities, because I believe that to be a real Christian means you have the Spirit of Christ. And so having the Spirit of Christ, you begin to manifest his qualities, amen, not through your effort, not through your own good behavior, amen, or trying to be a good person, amen, but it's literally Christ manifesting himself through you, amen, taking those qualities and revealing them, amen, through his own Spirit in us. And I believe that for him to give us that type of a nature, that type of a character, it comes with a purpose and it comes with a ministry. Amen. I believe we've ministered here before on the ministry of the bride and how that her ministry is the same ministry as Christ. And we pick that up here in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And how many believe that all that was in Christ, he poured into the church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then the church has the same ministry of Christ to reveal, amen, to express and to manifest the characteristics of God, the Father. Amen. Amen. Even as his glory, the glory of a son, was to declare the character of our Father. Because John said, here's the God is a spirit. No man has seen the Father at any time. But he says the only begotten Son has declared him to us.
Sure.
That's why Jesus could stand and say, Father, glorify thy name. And I have declared unto them thy name, thy character, thy nature, the mystery of who you are, what kind of a heart that you have for humanity. Amen. And God could answer back to Christ and say, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. Amen. Speaking of a bride ministry to come, we know how she was taken from Christ. And the mystery of the bride in Christ was that Spirit was poured out in the church and manifested a many-membered body doing this same ministry.
Amen.
That same ministry of revealing the attributes and the characteristics
right.
that were hidden in God from the
sure.
beginning. Amen.
Amen.
From before the beginning.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we have that same ministry of Christ, and that's to reveal the nature of God, but it's for a purpose. It's not just God, you know, showboating or showing off in the universe kind of to himself, but I believe there's a class of people called the bride that's called to reveal the character of God. They're called to manifest the nature of God.
Sure.
And I believe there's a class of people that are ordained to receive that ministry and benefit by that ministry.
Yes.
Amen. So we have a responsibility to our brothers and sisters out here in the world.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We have a part to play. How many believe that?
Yes.
If you don't believe that, I'll read it to you right here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the only characteristics that a Christian can really manifest, amen, come from a new spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's not the rehabilitation of an old man. Amen. But it's a new spirit. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A new creation. Amen. A new man.
Yes.
All things are become new. Verse 18, and all things are of God, my, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Amen. And hath given, now watch, he hath reconciled us to himself by the ministry of Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. He has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. And this is where I draw my thought on amateur redeemers, because we have this ministry of reconciliation, and that it's that ministry of reconciliation by which Christ came to us and took us from the place we were in and brought us to where we belong. Amen. It reconciled us to God. And then, but the Bible says he has committed unto us the identical ministry of reconciliation and a word. He's given us a word, that same word that reconciled us to Christ. He's given us that word, and I believe that we have a ministry to shine that word to the world, to take that word to the world. Just like the Bible says, John, thou must prophesy again before many kings and nations and tongues, and you must prophesy again. And that's why the Scripture says again in Revelation 22 that there's a ministry in the bride, amen, by the Spirit, because the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Amen.
Now, if it's the bride saying, come, amen, there must be a purpose. There must be somebody to hear that voice of the bride and respond. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. So that's what the Spirit will do through the bride of Christ, is to give her a ministry. Amen. Not saying, look at me. Amen. It's not a ministry saying, look at my power. Amen. Look at what God has done. But it's a ministry. See, there's a humility that comes with the revelation of the hour. Amen. There's a love. There's a charity. There's a certain nature about the bride of Christ that gives her not any random. Oh, many. There are many things. There are many words. There are many messages that the bride could be carrying to this world. Amen. But her message is not one of judgment. Her message is, come. Let him that is thirsty come, and whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life. Amen. That's the ministry of the bride. The ministry of the bride. See, what is this latter-day dispensation that we're in? It is to complete the ministry of reconciliation. And because we know that redemption has two stages, coming out, amen, and going in, amen. And so we've had a coming out of sin, we've had a coming out of denomination, we've had a coming out, amen, but we know that the finishing, the completion, the perfection of redemption, of the ministry of reconciliation, is to take a word that will not just call us out, but take us in. Amen. Take us back to Eden condition. Take us back to authority, back to power, back to what man was meant to be. The glory of God. Amen. Amen. So there's this a ministry of the bride, and it's a ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Saying, come to the thirsty. It's the ministry of an amateur redeemer. Amen. An amateur redeemer. Amen. Because and we find this in John chapter 20. Jesus comes to the disciples, and you don't mind if it's a little chopped up tonight. We're just trying to allow the Lord to lead tonight. Amen. But John chapter 20, Jesus breathes on the disciples. How many know the scripture? Yeah. Jesus takes the disciples. He breathes on them, and he says, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." Mm-hmm. And now, right after that, what does he say? He says, "I give you power to remit sins." He says, "Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted." Amen. Now, we know that Brother Branham takes this and he says, now the Catholic Church has it all wrong on this doctrine. Amen. Because it's not the type of remission of sins where you say, you know, somebody says, "Well, bless me, Father, for I have sinned." And you say, "Well, bless you, Son, I forgive you." You know, it's not that. It's not you, amen, doing the forgiving, but you watch how Peter did it. Peter taking this, having this breath of God, this anointing coming on him, amen, to remit sins, amen. When they came to Peter and said, "What must we do to be saved?" Peter says, Peter gives them the plan of salvation, amen. He says, "You repent, you be baptized, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, because there's a promise to you, amen, and to those that are far off, as many as our Lord, their God." What is it? So Peter is not himself given a ministry to reconcile those people back to God, but he's given a word. Amen. Peter's given a word. Amen. And Peter is given a ministry where he has something within him, something that he's experienced, something personal to Peter. Amen. Something powerful to Peter, something real and tangible that's given to Peter, so that when somebody comes to him seeking salvation, Peter says, "Here's the steps that you take so that you can experience this very thing that I've experienced. It's the forgiveness of sins. It's a new birth. It's the old things being passed away." And so there's a spirit in the bride, but the spirit that she's given, amen, she has a responsibility, she has a ministry, amen, to take that experience, amen, out and show it to the world, amen, that the world could feed on it and the world could come to Christ by the ministry of this bride. Amen. That's the spirit of Christ in the bride. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says, "And God provide a lamb." He says, we find Abraham. Lot separated himself from Abraham and got into trouble. And he says, and it's a beautiful picture here. I want you to see it, of God's love. Christ going after the backslider and a sinner. How many know the story? Amen. How that Lot was kidnapped by the seven kings of Sodom. Amen. He was taken away. And Abraham went out after those kings, and there was a battle, and he restored Lot back to freedom. Amen. Back to liberty. Now he says, now Brother Branham says, that's a picture of God's love. Christ going after the backslider and the sinner. Kings and enemies came in and took Lot's wife, took the kings of Sodom, went out. Amen. And Abraham, as soon as he learned that his nephew Lot had been taken by the enemy, he says, look at it. Abraham got all of his... Now, Abraham didn't say, "Well, Lot never should have been down in Sodom.
No, he didn't.
Abraham never had a spirit to say, well, it serves him right. Amen. He's reaping what he sowed. Amen. It's justice that this has befallen my Lot. Amen. That wasn't the spirit that Abraham had. So Brother Abraham says, look at it. Abraham got all of his servants together and went pursuing the enemy and captured the enemy and brought Lot back. What a picture of we fallen race of Adam. The enemy had us, and God the Father took the host of heaven and went pursuing the devil until he conquered him and brought us back safely. What a picture of salvation. Amen. Now see, now what you see there is Abraham, amen, Christ in Abraham is making Abraham play the part of an amateur redeemer to go out after Lot, amen, his brother who was lost, and it was the Spirit of Christ in Abraham. Amen. It was Abraham fulfilling the type of Christ to go out after his brother and restore him back. That was Christ in Abraham. Now, the Christ that saved us from our sin is the same Christ in Abraham that went after his brother.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, now that was the authority of a son of God. The authority of a son of God. Now, watch here. Brother Bram says in Jehovah Jireh, Abraham knew that everything belonged to him. Oh, my. Amen. Now that's charismatic power right there. He says everything belonged to him. That's power. That's authority. Amen. We like that kind of a preaching, that kind of a revelation, that everything belonged to Abraham. But now watch how he applies it. He says, therefore, when Lot came in, he says, now wait a minute. Lot was taken out by the cruel hands of the enemy. He said, now here's the authority of a son of God. Abraham says, that's my brother, and I'll go after him. Now remember, he says, there were 7-8 kings that went together and come down and took everything and swept out with it. And when they went out, Abraham took his servants and went after him to bring back his lost brother. He says, that's a real Christian. Went after his lost brother. Amen. Think about it tonight. Now what did he do when he found him? He slaughtered the kings and returned back, bringing his brother after the battle. So, see, what is the manifestation of the authority of a son of God? When a son of God has a promise to say, everything belongs to you, you have an authority, you have a power. The way that Abraham, the type of a true believer, the way that he applied that, amen, was not to bring himself a lot of wealth. It wasn't to, it wasn't to prosper himself, amen, or to bring glory on himself, but the way that he applied his power was to bring redemption to his fallen brother. Amen. So what the restoration of authority to the sons of God in this hour, amen, I believe it brings the opportunity for salvation to a lost and dying world. Amen. I believe that just as Christ, amen, showed the heart of the Father, showed mercy and grace to the world in a tangible way, in a flesh way, in a way that we could understand, I believe the same Spirit of Christ in a Christian will live the kind of life that will be salty to somebody who's thirsty. Amen. It'll be a warmth to somebody who's cold. Amen. Amen. It'll be salvation to those that are lost, because that's what the Spirit of Christ is given to do. It is given for that purpose. Amen. To restore the lost to Christ. It is the ministry of reconciliation. I believe that a son or daughter of God that is filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, will have a heart in them and a power in them, amen, to reconcile people to Christ. Amen. See, that's the power of the bride of Christ today. Whatsoever you bind, whatsoever you loose.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know what Brother Branham said? He said, Abraham going after Lot, he said, that was just like Jesus in the Laodicean church age. On the outside, knocking, trying to get in. That was, he said, what Abraham going after Lot was that very Spirit of Christ in this last day, amen, on the outside knocking. Amen. And I know a lot of message people have gotten to a state, amen, because of the rejection of this world, because of the criticism, amen, because of the judgment, amen, that we receive from the world around us, because of our ways and because of the way we follow the Scripture. It's brought a reproach on us in the eyes of the world, and it's made people get bitter. It's made people lose their compassion. Amen. It's made them lose that spirit of love for the world and love love for humanity. But I tell you, amen, that if Jesus is in this last day on the outside of the church world knocking, I believe the bride will be out knocking with Christ. I believe that she'll have a spirit in her, amen, of a love for her fellow man, amen, that no matter how much she's rejected, because Christ was rejected, amen, the same spirit will be in her to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're missing. Father, give them a chance. Father, give them a chance. That's where the bride is in this Laodicean age. She's outside knocking with Christ. Amen. Don't you see? We shouldn't lose our compassion for the world, because as soon as you lose that compassion, you've lost your power. You've lost your purpose and your ministry. Amen. It is what the bride is meant to do, to show the love of God to the world. And there will be ears to hear. There will be people that will be judged. Amen. And will be accepted because of their acceptance of this bride. Do you believe that? Amen. Remember, two women came to Isaac with Eliezer. One became because of Eliezer, and there was the maid woman who came because of Rebekah. Amen. Don't you see? Don't you see? There is a foolish virgin. There will be a people, amen, where Brother Bram said, I don't have the quote before me, but he said in the Church Age book, he said there will be a people that will, their names won't be on the book of life, but they'll be allowed to enter it in. And he said it could be for a kind word. It could be for a glass of water when you're thirsty. It be, see, they could be judged based on their treatment of you.
That's right.
And your treatment of them. See, we've got to begin, if we want to be the bride, if we want to manifest what this message says about, we've got to take it all very seriously. And we've got to start to think very seriously, and I'm not trying to really make a doctrine here, but just to change our way of thinking. See, just to change our feeling about people.
Sure.
And criticism. And because what does it mean when Brother Branham said, your attitude towards someone could determine their very destination, their eternal destination.
Amen.
Amen. What did it mean when he said, for a glass of water? He said, it could be for this, it could be for that. It might not be, but it might be. Amen. Oh my, what kind of a people, what kind of a spirit ought to be in us?
Amen.
Oh my, when somebody cuts you off in traffic, somebody at work says an unkind word, amen. Amen. Somebody goes behind your back and spreads a little rumor, what's your reaction? What kind of a spirit do you have in you to respond? Think about it. Oh my, and but see, there's a bitterness that comes around message people many times. And they lose that passion for people. You know what it is? It's hurt.
Yeah, right.
It's because this word has been so rejected, and to love this word is to feel the rejection of the world.
Right.
Amen. To fulfill this word is to be hated by this world.
Right.
Oh my. And we just look around, and it's so easy. If you're looking for something to make you upset, if you're looking for something to make you critical and bitter, amen, there's plenty of material around the message of the hour today. Amen. When we see people falling away on every hand, rejecting this truth, rejecting this word, amen, renouncing it, people who were solid for years and years and years, and many of our friends and family, amen, came to this message because of people who have now rejected it. Amen. But see, you know, and we're living in this day, and their attitude as a human that we want to have is to criticize and to cast down people like that. But look at Christ and Moses. Look at, you know, and Brother Branham talks about Moses standing in the gap.
Yes.
Amen. If you go read the scripture, who was he standing in the gap for? It was the followers of Dathan and Korah.
Yes.
Oh my. The man who said, well, we don't need a prophet. Aren't we holy men of Israel?
Sure.
Aren't we ministers? Don't we have revelation? Aren't we holy men? Moses, you take too much on yourself.
Right.
A very type, amen, of the people of today, even as Paul says, Dathan and Korah. Amen. But see, the Christ in Moses was to say, Lord, don't destroy them. Lord, have mercy. Oh my, that was Christ in Moses to the very people, amen, who rejected him to his face. Amen, that was Christ in Moses. Even right down to where God said, separate yourself from them, I'm going to swallow them up. Amen. Moses wasn't saying, Lord, destroy them. Lord, bring judgment. But Moses was crying out, standing in the gap with compassion for these people.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now, how ought we to behave?
Amen.
But you see that tendency. And even Brother Branham, if you watch him, you know, he talks one time about how he was just losing his compassion for people. Imagine what it would be to have a ministry like his and have so much truth and so much to offer, amen, this world. Amen. And with people in bondage and cold and formal. Amen. And he had a message, amen, that could bring such a life to people. Amen. But see, he was rejected over and over and over again. Amen. And mocked. Amen. And scorned. And you know, Brother Bram says, he says, I got to a place where it was almost like watching a blind man walk over a cliff. You know what? Remember when he said it? And he said, I could look at that blind man. He said, I got to the place where I could almost just laugh at him. Just laugh. Oh my, how many knows the feeling if you're honest? Amen. You could just laugh and say, well, look at them. They're fools. They've rejected this word. They deserve what's coming on them. Amen. They're worthy of this judgment. Amen. But Brother Branham had to repent of that kind of a spirit. You know, people around the message, they let their eagle eyes crust over. You know, because when you got eagle eyes, you see a lot. Amen. You see a lot and you can perceive a lot and you know, nobody can take the word of God and make you feel like a sinner, like an eagle. Amen. An eagle of this age, somebody who knows the word. Amen. Nobody can point out your failures and point out your mistakes and point out your shortcomings. And nobody can really be that cutting and that critical like an eagle, because it's and an eagle, you know, is a warlike bird. It's an eagle has a nature, amen, to be a warrior and to be fierce, amen, and to be dangerous, amen. And they've got those eyes, those eagle eyes. Because of your brother, sister, many times you, with your eagle eyes, you've seen too much and you've lost your heart for the people because you see too much, amen, and you let it cloud the vision of your eyes of love. You know, but see, my little eagle, don't forget that the Lamb is here.
Amen.
The Lamb is here. Amen. You know, we get to where we see with our eagle eyes and it makes us despise the blind. But right there, you've lost. Amen. You've lost your purpose. You've lost your ministry. If Satan can steal your compassion for people, amen, your whole purpose is defeated. Amen. You don't want to be a seer for Satan. Mm-mm. You don't want to be a critic. You know, somebody, you know, the people, they go to church to church to church to church to church. Amen. And it's 2 to 3 weeks before the pastor will say something that will offend them, or somebody will do something that's not quite right. And there's that spirit of just say, well, that wasn't right. That wasn't by the scripture. That wasn't by the word. All right, let's go find another church. Amen. Let's go do it. And what are these seers for Satan? Seers for Satan. People who never a positive word coming out of their mouth. Critics. Amen. Gossips and talebearers. Amen. The kind of people that Satan can get that kind of a spirit on a person. And though they're perfectly right by the scripture in pointing out your and my flaws. Amen. Yet it's not Christ who can use them, but Satan who will use them to divide a church. To bring in, Brother Bram says, those acids of malice and jealousy and envy and spite. And bring in those things and tear out a church. Brother Bram said it'll run the Holy Ghost out. It'll hurt your pastor. It'll do everything, he said, if you let that bitterness, that judgment, that criticism come in. That's not the spirit that we're to be anointed with this in this age, amen. You know, Satan can imitate all the signs and all the gifts of the Spirit. He can imitate all those things. Even Brother Bram said he went to Africa and saw men drink out of a skull and speak in tongues. Drink blood out of a skull. Amen. But see, Satan can imitate those things, but there's one thing he can't imitate, I believe, and we just read about them there in Colossians 3. It's the fruits of the Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, gentleness, meekness, kindness, long-suffering. And there's one thing for sure Satan can't put on, and it's that divine love.
Amen.
Divine love. Now, we're a people, amen, that we're trying to do our part. We're desiring to do our part so that Christ can return, amen, and take us home in a rapture. Even though we believe he's here already. Amen. But see, we're wanting to come to a place. And where does the scripture say will be? It says, when he shall return, we shall be like him.
Amen.
We shall be. And God is love.
Yes.
Not love is God. God is love.
Right.
So your interpretation of love is not always God's love. Amen. But however God behaves, that's love to you and I. Amen. But see, God is love. That capstone. That divine love, that's Christ himself.
Right, yes.
Not the criticism, not the judgment, not the vision, amen. Oh my, but it's that spirit of love.
Sure.
Amen. You know, and that's the type of a person that a real Christian would be. Amen. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. Amen. My church people can't even love their brother, much less love their enemy. Amen. Oh my. Amen. You want some deep mystery preaching? You got it tonight. Amen. How could a human being love their enemy? How could they pray for someone that would despitefully use them? Amen. That's supernatural. It's deep, brother. It's deep, sister. Amen. That's a mystery how that a human being could do that. But that, see, it's another spirit. It's his spirit that would make you do that. And it won't make you do anything else. Amen. Oh, my. We've seen too much. Amen. We've seen too much of an example through Jesus Christ and through Paul. Amen. And through Brother Branham and through these great men of God and messengers. This spirit, their spirit, this heart, their heart for the people. Amen. We ought to understand what kind of a heart that we ought to have. Amen. We ought to. And you know, so don't give in to this dark spirit of this age. And it's not just Christians, but all the world has this cynicism and this darkness and just this attitude. Well, you know, I imagine if it don't rain, it'll hail. You know, and it's just this depression that's come across the people. And you know how it is. You hear it on the radio all the time. You hear it in the churches today. You know, and the world's going crazy. It's judgment coming upon the world. Amen. Judgment. Amen. But we're not under that spirit of judgment. Now watch this. Watch this now. Amen. How many believe this bride is predestinated? She's a predestinated bride. If you go to the predestinated chapter of Romans 9 and look at that chapter of predestination, Paul speaks of two vessels. He says, a vessel of honor and a vessel of dishonor from the same clay. Amen. Amen. Now, if you're a vessel of honor, you were predestinated to be that vessel of honor. And if you're a vessel of wrath, you were predestinated to be that vessel. Amen. And the scripture says, amen. What if God, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, would take of this clay and make a vessel of dishonor? So that vessel of dishonor has a purpose. The vessels of wrath, they have a purpose, and that purpose is for God to make his wrath known, to make his power known, his judgment on those people. But there's another class of people that I'm speaking to tonight that are vessels of mercy. And so, see, what is it? It's those attributes of God he's wanting to display. Amen. Now, there's an attribute of a healer and an attribute of a savior and all those things. That's why God could allow a fall to happen. I hope you're keeping up with me now. God could allow a fall to happen, amen, because by his permissive will, so that but his perfect will could be fulfilled, amen, that he could show himself to be a healer and show himself to be a savior, amen, and he could never do it until somebody would be sick. And somebody would be in need of deliverance. Amen. Amen. He could never make those things known. And that was his mercy. That was his mercy that he was manifesting. But there's another class of people. Amen. And their purpose is for God to show his wrath. For God to show his judgment, his power. And that's what the scripture says. But see, you're not those people. Amen. It is not your job to manifest God's wrath. It's not your calling to manifest his judgment. Oh, and to have that kind of a spirit of judgment. Amen. That's not the spirit that we were meant to fall under. Amen. But we're vessels of mercy. Amen. And your purpose, amen, is to experience God's mercy and show God's mercy. You know what a vessel is? A vessel is something for storing. It's something for displaying, and it's something for dispensing. Amen. Amen. See, and if God has filled you with mercy, it is for the purpose that you can pour his mercy out.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the spirit of the bride in this last day, I believe. You know, because it's not to fall under the spirit of judgment, even though we see the sinfulness of the world and we see God's judgment coming down and the cup of wrath being poured out. Amen. But see, what would Christ do, amen, is not to look at that and say, so be it. It's not to look at that and say, well, what you reap, you'll sow. Amen. That's not the spirit. But see, look, we're in a Sodom condition today in this country and in this world. Amen. But Christ and Abraham stood in the middle of Sodom, and he wasn't saying these people deserve what's fallen on them. Spirit wasn't to say, well, they're reaping what they've sown. But his spirit was in them to say, Lord, if there be five.
Right.
Lord, if there be one soul, amen, in Sodom that, Lord, you can reach and you can bring them out to safety, he's saying, Lord, save that person. And that's the spirit of Christ in the bride. Amen. Is to look out in this world and not see a bunch of lost people and a bunch of sinners, but potential, amen, and hope for humanity, and to just spread the love of God and let it be received by whoever can receive it. Amen. What? There will be a foolish version of Laodicea. Amen. But the only place that foolish virgin can encounter a merciful God, amen, is the merciful God expressed in the bride of Jesus Christ. Yes. This bride, amen, is a bridge.
Amen.
Amen. She's got a priesthood. She's got a ministry. She's got a power in her called the ministry of reconciliation. She has a heart for humanity. She has a passion for people, just like Christ did.
Amen.
Amen. Because the ministry of the bride and the ministry of the Christ is one and the same.
Amen.
Amen. See, so Abraham in the middle of Sodom, Lord, if there be five. And now you have the bride in the middle of Satan's Eden saying, Lord, where's that last seed? Where's that last seed? Don't lose that heart for people. Don't lose that compassion, that love, that charity. Amen. The charity is the only bond of perfection. Amen. To have that capstone, to manifest a Christ, amen, in His bride coming. Amen. The only way to do it, amen, is to show that love to the world.
Amen.
Unconditional. Amen. Unstoppable. Hallelujah. And you know, we're wanting to see the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're seeing it in His Word, but we want that physical coming. We want to take that rapture. But you notice, it was after Abraham manifested redemption to Lot. That's when he had communion with Melchizedek.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of spirit, amen, I believe will be in this bride.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have room. We don't have time for one little bit of jealousy or malice or criticism or anything negative. Amen. We can't afford that in this hour, brother, sister. We have a purpose. We have a ministry. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. You know, and that's just the way, you know, you notice in your life, God puts people in your life. You know, and they're people, you know, they never come to your message church. You know, they'll never hear this message. You know, they'll never really be able to accept what you're offering. But I believe there'll be people that will be on the other side, because even though they didn't see this message, even though they didn't see God in His Word, they might have seen Christ in you.
Right. Right.
Amen. And their treatment of you, being the ambassadors, as Paul says, of Jesus Christ, could determine their eternal destination. And your attitude toward them, amen, is going to help determine that. Amen. That's a high calling. That's a rebuke. That is a rebuke. Amen. Because we ought to say, God, Lord, empty me of hatred. Lord, empty me of malice and spite and ill wishing upon people. Lord, give me a heart like yours.
Amen.
Oh my, but don't you know what that means? That means in the face of rejection, in the face of persecution, in the face of crucifixion. Amen. It means extending mercy, praying for those that despitefully use you, loving your enemy, loving your enemy. Help us, Lord. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, amen, and everything spoken of Christ is spoken of His bride. If I be lifted up from the earth, it will be for a purpose. He says, I'll draw all men unto me. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Jesus Christ said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but him that sent me.
Yes, right.
Amen. This is the ministry of Christ, and this is the ministry of the bride, because it's the same ministry, Brother Branham said.
Amen.
He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And he turned around and said, you are the light of the world. That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Amen. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
Amen.
Oh, he's still on the mercy seat tonight. You know who is the mercy seat tonight? It's the bride.
Amen.
Oh my. I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
Amen.
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. See, the word that was in Christ was what he was hearing from the Father. Amen. Amen. And what we have heard, amen, is mercy being extended. We've heard justification. Amen. We've heard love. We've heard mercy. Brother Branham preached a message, God, who is rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy, and he has predestinated vessels of mercy that he could pour his mercy out, but then those vessels could be a place where the world could come, amen, and taste that mercy. That's why he said, I'll give you a out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, because there are thirsty people, amen, who need to drink of that water. My, don't hide the light of this message under a bushel. Amen. I understand why people shut the door. I understand why they cut off fellowship. I understand why they don't want to associate with the world, because of rejection, because it hurts. Amen. But it hurt Christ. Amen. To come unto his own, and his own receive him not. Amen. But he had a ministry, and he had a love. It was love. Oh my. It was not your sin that put Christ on the cross. His love drove him there. His love crucified him. Think of that.
Amen.
And that same spirit is in this bride.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now that's a glory and a rebuke to us tonight. Let me close on a couple quotes here. I might have read them here before, but this is something that I want to challenge us tonight. Amen. Brother Man said, Christ the mystery of God revealed, this will all men know your disciples when you have love one for the other. He said, that's right, stay right together. If the brother you think he's a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me ever have the root of bitterness spring up, because it'll affect him, and it'll take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acids of malice and jealousy and hatred, that'll just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It'll run him from the tabernacle here. It'll kill the Spirit of God, or drive it away from here, or hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. He says, see, don't do that. He says, just buckle on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Tighten up. Move right up close to one another. Love one another anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Talk, oh my, talk nice about one another. Yeah. Woo, what a challenge. Amen. Say nice things about one another, and then God will bless you. Amen. It's really that simple, brother, sister. Amen. Love one another. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy.
Right.
Say nice things about people. Have a good confession. Be a merciful man. Amen. Be gracious as he is gracious. Brother Brand says, in the Great Commission, if I have found grace in your sight through God, you take my word for this, brethren. He says, if you want to be a blessing and get a blessing, when a man has done you wrong and he is absolutely, justly, I mean, he has done you wrong, and you know that he's done you wrong. He's done you evil. He says, go straight to the pastor. No, he didn't. Amen. He said, don't mention that.
Right.
Oh, if we could apply this, this would heal every church. Amen. There'd never be a church split. There'd never be a broken family. Amen. There'd never be any kind of a division in God's people if we could practice this. Amen. He says, when a man has done you wrong, absolutely, justly, I mean he has done you wrong. You know that he's done you wrong. He's done you evil. Don't mention that. You take him to prayer before God. And he says, and don't take it in a way of just selfish and say, well, I'm supposed to do this. He says, but stand with your shoulder to his shoulder and stand in the presence of God our Father, the way a prayer should be made in the presence of God. Say, Father, here's my brother. My brother. And he justly deserves punishment because he's done me evil, and I don't see why he did it. And he says, then let God go talking to you. And you'll see maybe, now watch the Spirit of Christ. He says, you'll see maybe what that man's been through. The devil twisted him up somewhere and caused him to do that. Though he's absolutely wrong. Before you leave the throne of God, you'll be feeling sorry for that man. You'll be sympathizing with that brother. And when you get, he says, when you get back down to earth again, you'll go over to that brother and shake his hand because you know what he's been through. Now watch, he says, you can't stand with a mortal in the presence of God and condemn anybody.
Amen.
He says, I don't believe, no sir, even if he's a rank sinner, you can't stand in the presence of God and condemn anybody. Now, whose presence are we in?
Amen.
In this end time, in this bright age, whose presence are we in? This is a challenge. This is a rebuke. Amen. You can't condemn anybody, even if he's a rank sinner. Now he says, what about a brother that's made a mistake? Though I say he's wrong, sometimes he's accused wrong when he's not wrong, but if he is wrong, Brother Bram says, here's how he handles it. He says, take him to the throne of God. Stand there shoulder to shoulder with our brother, knowing he's a mortal. And maybe his destination rests upon our attitude towards him. When we come back from the throne of God, we'll realize we're everyone guilty. We all need help one from the other. And he says, and the best way to do is to pray. Is to pray. Let's just stand and pray tonight. Amen. Trust everything was just on key tonight. Amen. And the Lord had his way tonight. Amen. Love, my brother, my sister. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this great ministry that you've ordained for your bride in this end time, Father. Lord, to be vessels of mercy and so manifest, Lord, the mercy and the grace and the love that you've poured out upon us, Father. We're such a blessed people, Lord. But Lord, it was not only your will to pour that out upon us, but for us to pour it out upon this world, Lord, to those that are undeserving, to those that are unworthy, and to many who will reject it, Father. But for those precious few, Father, that those last few seed out there, Lord, that we could bring in, Lord, we've got to stay salty, Lord. We've got to stay loving. We've got to have that charity, Lord. And for that foolish virgin, Lord, and those who, Lord, maybe for a kind act, Lord, you would grant it, Lord, that we could stand in the day of judgment and stand up for that person because of their kindness to us, your word, Father, your word bride. Lord Jesus, give us a heart like yours. Amen. To love those people, to give every human being a chance, to hold out hope, Father, for every man or woman that draws breath, and not, Lord, to be critical, not, Lord, to be hateful or spiteful or have any negative feeling or any negative treatment of our fellow man, Father. For, Lord, this bride has a heart like yours, Lord. When she's hurt, her response is, Father, forgive them. They don't know who they're doing. What they're doing, Father. They don't know who's in their midst. Lord, they don't know whose presence that they're in, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, how could we sit in the seat of judgment, Father? Lord, when we know that we, Lord, were in sin, Father, falling short of the glory of God. But Lord, just as you've restored us from a helpless place, Lord, from a hopeless place, from unworthiness, Father. We know that, Lord, you can restore another. Lord, you can extend grace to another. You can extend mercy to another fellow human being, Father. Amen. And you can do it by the love that you put in us, Father. Your divine love, I believe, Father, comes with a purpose, comes with a ministry. Oh, Father, many times it comes with a price. Help us, Lord, to be compassionate. Oh, to have bowels of mercy. To have grace, Father. To have divine love. Only divine love will enter there. Jesus, let it be in me. Let it be in these people, Father. Let it be in their pastor, Lord. Above everything else, Father, let us have that charity which is the bond of perfection. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you feel the sweetness of His presence? Amen. That's what you want other people to feel when they come into your presence. Amen. It is an atmosphere of love and peace. Amen. And acceptance. That's what Christ did for you. It's what He can do for another through you. It's what he can do for your family if you apply the token, is restore them, reconcile them, extend grace where there's unworthiness. Amen. There cannot be mercy without unworthiness. Praise the Lord. I heard the prophet say, if Jesus came on this platform tonight and gave me an offer and said, I'll give you all the gifts. You'll speak in tongues. You'll prophesy. I'll make you a prophet. I'll give you the gift of divine healing. You'll be a minister. You'll be famous. You'll be all around the world. You'll be all these great and powerful things, but I'll withhold love from you. He said, or else I'll give you love and withhold every other gift. Brother Branham said, Brother Branham, the prophet, amen, the man with the ministry of divine healing, amen, the man with those spiritual gifts. He said, Lord, give me love. He said, take every gift. Take every manifest, take it all, Lord, and just give me love. Because the Bible says he could speak with the tongues of men and angels, understand all the mysteries, amen, could do all these things, but if I have not love, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Oh, Lord Jesus, give us that divine love. Only you can project it into our hearts, Father. We're trusting in you. Just sing that song, brother. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Bind us together, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, that's where it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you're searching your heart, if you find any malice there, any criticism there, any spirit of judgment, or if you've just lost your compassion for the people of this world, for your fellow human being, now would be a good time to repent. Amen. Now would be a good time to lay that on the throne of God and ask Him that He'd fill you with His love. Amen. Amen. His Spirit is love. God is love. Amen. God bless you tonight as my brother would sing some songs of worship. If anybody desire prayer, I'd be happy to pray for you. Amen. May God just do the ministry now.